Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, it is time to get your rant and rave on. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We have a slam-packed show for you tonight. I am super, super duper excited for our topic. And like we do it every Tuesday, this is Tough Talk Tuesday. So the first part of our show is all about you. It is time to get your rant and rave on. What has gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot? What has pissed you off? This is the time for you to call in and let me know what is on your mind. Before we get to our main topic of the show, if you want to call in, our call-in number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. I am so happy to be with you today on this Tough Talk Tuesday. There is so much going on in the media. There's so much going on that I know all of you all want to talk about. So let me give you the heads up. So what is going on today? Our hot topic is going to be the cost of being in the wrong relationship. So I already know that there's going to be a whole lot of folks that have something to say about that topic. So if you want to join me, welcome to Tough Talk Tuesday. This is the Secure Your Life show. So anything that you all want to talk about for the first part of our show is rant and rave. You time to get your rant and rave on. We'll talk about any topic, anytime, anything that you want to get off your chest. We'll do that first. And then we'll go on with our topic for the evening, which is the cost of being in the wrong relationship. So if you want to join us by phone, our phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. I'm getting ready to open up our phone lines in just a second. All right, so it's Tough Talk Tuesday. So let me tell you about my rant and rave. My rant and rave on this Tough Talk Tuesday happens to be insensitive people. We have so much going on, and I want to know, we have been in this pandemic for over a year now. How come it is so hard for people to get with the program and wear the freaking mask? Okay, I understand it's uncomfortable, but a few moments of being uncomfortable just to save your life, come on now. That's not asking a lot. That's not asking a lot. We've been through this for a whole year. So come on now. When you go out in public, what you do at home is your business. But when you get out in public, you're trying to save your life as well as other people. Not everyone has gotten the vaccine yet. We'll talk about the vaccine, too, if you want to talk about that. If you're going to get it, have you already gotten it, or you're completely against it? We could talk about that for the first few minutes of the show. I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a second. I want to know what has gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot, what has pissed you off about from last week to this week. That's the first part of it, is your rant and rave. This is rant and rave time. So if you got something you want to talk about that has really gotten you pissed, so gotten you to the point where you're saying, what the hell, I want to hear about it. And our phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and before I do that, though, I want to give you my disclaimer. All right, so we're going to start with our disclaimer. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping. The views and opinions that are expressed on this show is not necessarily reflecting the host, the sponsors, this station, Secure Your Life, or Parents and Partners, Inc. The content and or information referred to and referenced on this show is intended for entertainment, education, and informational purposes only. It is time for you to understand that if any way at any place that you should direct any concerns to a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. This show is aimed for an open forum for you to freely express your opinion in a no-holds-barred talk about money, personal finance, current events, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back, enjoy the show, and please participate. And welcome to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. All right, guys, we are back. We are back. And if you just joined us, it is Tough Talk Tuesday. And we are going to be talking about getting your rant and rave on for the first part of our show. And then after that, the hot topic for this evening is going to be the cost of being in the wrong relationship. So if you just joined us and you want to get your rant and rave on and tell me what has pissed you off, I am open. The phone lines are open, and the phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, and your prefix for your phone number is 708, and your last four digits is 2326. You are on the air. How are you?
I am doing good, and how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Okay, so first and foremost, we want to know, get your rant and rave on. What has pissed you off, gotten your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch, to the point where you want to say, what the hell? Talk to me.
So my rant and rave of the week is inconsiderate host. You know,
ooh,
you go to somebody's house, you expect them to have, like, a certain standard of how they would want to present their house. But it seems like not everybody has it. I recently had to dog sit for some relatives of mine, and they didn't even clean their house. It was gross. I'm kind of upset about it.
Wait, rewind, repeat. And push play. You dog sit at somebody else's house, and they did not clean the house. Were they expecting you to clean the house?
Man, I don't know, but I ended up having to because I wasn't going to sit there and let it look like that. So I did a little bit of touch-up in the sink that I wore.
Okay, that's messed up.
Man, who were you telling?
So you went in there, and I know you were like, what the hell?
Man, I had a friend of mine with me, too, so we both had to see it. It was awful. I was so embarrassed, and it wasn't even my house.
Oh, that is so messed up. Wow. All right. Well, hold that thought. I know you got more that you want to add to our topic for the evening. We're going to start our topic. Our topic is going to start in about 2 minutes, but if you just joined us, you are joining Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. Our hot topic this evening is going to be the cost of being in the wrong relationship. If you want to join us and give us your 2 cents about that topic, you can join us. The phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is area code 845-277-9285, and you can tell us about that topic. But again, we always start off our Tough Talk Tuesday with your rant and rave, and I want to know, what has gotten your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch, and gotten you to a point where you're saying, what the hell? And then at 9:15, we're going to actually go into our topic about the cost of being in the wrong relationship. So I'm going to go to area code 815. Your last four digits is 0322. I want to know what has gotten you upset this week. Before we go into
gang violence.
Okay,
gang violence.
Repeat that.
Please,
we didn't get
down
all
the
of
gang.
That. Okay, you said gang violence. Okay, give us a little bit about that. What has made you upset about that?
We're killing each other. This needs to be stopped. The gangs need to be closed down, and it can be done. It's ridiculous. There is no sense in it. There is no sense in any gang, any street gang operating anywhere in any city, be it our town, be it large or small.
Oh, I 100% agree. I think that they have gone, they've lost their of a beloved mind. I mean, it's gotten to the point where there's no humanness anywhere. Anytime that you can't, you're at risk of walking out of your house and making sure that you get home safely. That's crazy. I mean, the whole big thing, even about Black Lives Matter, was about trying to control the police. But what about these crazy people that are hijacking and carjacking people, basically? You think that you're just going to go run into the store, go into get some gas, and someone jacks your car. And that's insane to me. And it seems that it has to been for the last couple of years gang-related, but now more so. It's like since we came out of this pandemic, these people have lost their minds.
Agreed.
What's your
agreed.
Take on that? Well, what's your take on that, 708? What do you think about gang violence?
I personally believe that it's a much deeper issue than a lot of people try to make it. And that is probably going to take more time to get rid of it. Because
so you
not
think
everybody
it's gonna take
uses
more time?
Gang violence.
I believe the case to be closed down in less than a month.
Well, no, I think it's going to take longer than that. They're not as organized. It's not like it's easy to get to where it's starting because now, at least back in the day, you kind of knew who or the police or general public would know, like, who the different sectors of gangs are. I think now it's gone so rampant that they're not as organized as they used to be. So it's a little bit harder to put a stop on it.
No, well, the police know where they are. They know who they are. No one's going to convince me that in Chicago. No one's going to convince me that the police do not have intel on these gangsters. That's ridiculous. They know where they are. They know who they are.
They
can reach out and touch them anytime they want to. They don't want to. It controls the black neighborhood. This is what's happening.
Yeah, and it does, and it is money behind it as well. All right, it is almost that time, guys, if you just joined us. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We do this every Tuesday on Secure Your Life. The first part of our show, we always allow our listeners their 5 minutes or 2 seconds on in the spotlight, telling us what has gotten them upset, what they would like to get off their chest. And then we go into our topic for the evening. And today's topic is going to be the cost of being in a bad relationship. So I know all of us have been in relationships. Not all of them have been great. But there is always a cost involved in being in any kind of relationship. And if you're in the wrong relationship, what is that cost? So we're going to be talking about that in a few seconds. But if you just joined us and would like to join in on the conversation, you can call in, and the phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. Let me start off with saying this. When a relationship, before you even get into the relationship status, when you get into the dating stage, dating even has a cost. So even if you're doing online dating or you're meeting face-to-face and you're dating, I think that for the most part, guys end up fitting the bill for most of the dates. Nowadays, I know things have changed, but I don't think it's changed all that much. So if you would like to give me your 2 cents, what do you think? Do you think that in the beginning of the dating stage, before anything goes wrong, you're meeting a person, you're interested in them, whether you see them online and you all hook up that way, or you actually meet a person randomly, what is the cost of dating? What is the cost of dating? Just casually dating someone. So I'm going to start with 2326. What do you think? What is the cost of dating?
In my opinion, I feel like the cost of dating has shifted more from love and affection between two people to what two people can offer each other, or what one, almost more what one person can offer to the other. Because if you shower as a male, if I shower a woman with, like, things, then that makes her happy. And so I feel like it's not more what I as a person am and what I can do, but instead what I can provide. And I feel like that's pretty unfair, if I do say so myself.
Okay, so 815, how would you like to chime in on that? What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at a thing of starting out, let's be friends. Start out being friends with the person. Just look to make a friend and be a friend, and build from that. And that way,
okay,
you always got your friendship to fall back on.
And that's true. But, okay, let's just say you just met this person. You all are both interested. Should it be a full-fledged date, and should the guy pay, or should it be one of those things where we both go and we both, you know, I pay my way, you pay your way, and we go enjoy, what, coffee? Or how does that work? What do you all think?
Well, I think it should. Well, okay, looking at it old school, it would be a thing of saying, okay, you're saying the first date, keep it simple. So the guy should pay the bill. Let's keep it simple. The guy should pick up the tab. It's
okay.
The first date. Right.
Now, what if she asks you out? If she asks you out,
if she invites me out, hey, it's on her then.
Okay.
I happen
to agree with that. I do. I happen to agree. If I ask a person out, then I think that since I'm the one that is asking, I should be the one to pay the bill, at least
right.
for that
and,
initial.
Yeah. Then if they went for dinner or whatever, coffee, lunch, whatever it was, it would be a thing of him saying, okay, when the bill comes, okay, I'll pay the tip. Just wait till the bill comes and say, okay, hey, I'll pick up the tip. And then see what she has to say. If she says, okay, no, I got everything. Okay, then don't try to make a statement out of it. Just if she says, hey, I got it, just let her have it.
Okay, so at what point do you think things go wrong? Like, what are the markers? You know how they say that your spidey sense goes off, it's a yellow light and it's a red light, so you already know, like, oh, no, this is not going to work. So when do things turn bad?
Well,
and can you give me some examples?
Okay. Looking at a thing, you get to know the person gets to know you, and then maybe you find out, hey, you know, like we're really not compatible. She's a nice person, I like her, I enjoy her company, but I don't see myself really settling down with this person. It wouldn't work To me, it wouldn't work in a long. This would be myself talking. It wouldn't work in a long-term relationship with this person. We could be friends forever, but as far as, say, having a dating relationship that could turn into marriage or something like that, no. It's just an incompatibility thing.
Okay. All right. All right. So let me give you a scenario. You meet this person, and they have all of the figure and facial features that you like. On the surface, they are the idea, whatever your idea might be. And then as you get to know them, you start to see little signs that you don't particularly, you know, like personality quirks, and we all have them. Personality quirks that you go, at what point, how far do you let it go before you say something?
Personally, I believe that for a relationship to work, you have to always have like an open floor for communication.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like you should have talked about it when it happened. Because it's like, if I'm going to be with you, I should be able to trust you enough that if I come to you about something, you're not just going to be mad about it. You're going to sit there and hear what I got to say about it. But I feel like it should be right away.
Okay, but how do you think women are more guilty or men more guilty of not being truthful about what they feel about the other person in a relationship?
I couldn't say whether it's on the men or whether it's on women as far as they being truthful in a relationship.
Well, not
being honest,
truthful,
just letting
but I'm
things
like,
fly
okay,
over your head.
Yeah, letting things go that you know. I mean, okay, have you ever been in a situation where the person you're like in a way feeling like you're lucky to have them, but there are certain things about that person that you go, ooh, if it wasn't for that, they would be great. And then how long do you let that bother the relationship? And you're not saying anything to them, but at what point are women more guilty of that, or do men or men more guilty of not saying whatever the it is?
I think that, I think women have more of a tendency to kind of let things slide and look the other way.
I agree. I actually do agree with that. Now, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. We are talking about the cost of being in the wrong relationship. And so far we just got to the dating stage, and then we're getting into the point where you're getting to know that person and they have like small personality quirks that really kind of get on your nerves, but you don't really say anything. And we're talking about who is more guilty of not speaking up about it. And if you just joined us and you would like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, the phone number is 845-277-9285. And I'm going to continue. I want to know, like, I do know for a fact that women are less likely to say anything, but I do think that women will hold you accountable for things that they haven't told you. Like, have you ever been in a situation where you don't know why she's mad, but she's mad, and she hasn't told you anything, but she's kind of giving you the cold shoulder? Have any of you been in that situation?
Yep, of course I have.
Okay.
Yep,
so,
I've encountered that also.
How do you all break the ice or get the person to say what's going on without making things worse?
straight up asking what's going on instead of trying to play, like, guess the event or, like, sub who can subtext the deepest before you catch the hit. It's more like, what's up? I see there's something wrong. Talk to me. Let's work this out together.
Okay, and then how long? I'm gonna let 815 answer. You can answer the same question.
Yep. I'm in agreement. Conversation is key. Open conversation is key, and it would be a thing of saying like, okay, let's talk about it. I'm getting the impression that something is wrong. You're angry about something. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, I think that more women wait until things have gotten to the boiling point for them, and the guy has, like, no clue as to what the situation might have been. And then they start an argument about something that has nothing to do with what they're really mad at, just to get a reaction from the guy. I have known lots of people to do that.
I feel like men are less likely to.
Go ahead, what were you saying?
I feel like men are less likely to make complaints if there's something wrong in a relationship. And while women won't complain per se, they'll give you the cold shoulder until you're like, well, I don't even know what the problem is here. What's going on? Because they want you to talk about it. They want you to know that they're upset. So they'll subtext you until you finally cave in and you're like, what's going on? What's up?
Okay. Well, then here's another question. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We are talking about Tough Talk Tuesday, and our topic for this evening is the cost of being in the wrong relationship. And if you'd like to join us on the call, it is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. We have some people in the chat room. I'm going to read some of their questions. They want to know, what do you do if you have been in a relationship with someone and you know you all have been together so long and people expect you to stay together, but it's just not working out for you? And it is cheaper to keep her. Do you stay or do you go? Because you all have so much money invested and time invested. So is it
time
cheaper
to
keep her?
Yeah, time is relative. And as far as the money is concerned, it comes and goes.
Okay, so they're saying that they have houses and income property and some other financial entanglements involved, and neither one of them will be willing to make this an amicable breakup. So is it basically what they're saying is it will cost more to split than it would be to stay?
I think at that point it might just be my bad.
Well, no, go ahead. 708.
Okay. I think at that point it might just be better to stay and bide your time, get you a little savings going on the side type thing, you know? Because it's like, if you can't afford to leave now, make a plan, set a schedule. You don't have to, just because you're here now doesn't mean that you always have to be here. Right now just isn't the time to make the move, but don't be afraid to do it in the future.
Okay, so what do you think, 0322?
Okay, I think if you find yourself in a situation where, okay, can I afford this breakup?
Right.
Yeah, can I afford this breakup? And what financially do I stand to lose anyway? And it's a thing of saying, like, try to find a means of negotiating an even split, or as close to an even split, with the other party. And failing that is a thing of saying, like, hey, my happiness is worth more than dollars and cents. My peace of mind is worth more than dollars and cents.
Yeah, so that's where we're getting at. It's like, okay, the cost of being in the wrong relationship, is your mental health more important than staying in this wrong relationship? Because, again, economically, you got to think of some other means to figure things out. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who stay too long in the bad relationship. They know it was over a long time ago, but they just stayed hoping things would change. And so, in my opinion, I think the biggest thing you have to look out for is self-preservation is the first law. If you've already checked out of the relationship mentally, emotionally, then you need to deal with that within yourself and then definitely let your partner know. So there are some people that will hold on to you tenaciously and relentlessly just because they know you're miserable and it makes them happy that you're miserable. Because misery loves company. And so what's your take on that? Can someone buy you out, or do you stay in misery?
No, I feel like there's degrees to misery if you're looking to break up with somebody, but you're just letting the fact that you can't afford it right now stop you. Maybe you don't want to really break up with someone. Because when you really set your mind to something, you're not going to let anything stop you. Even if it might be a little bit on the pricey side, if it's wearing on your mental health, you would be out of there. I would have enough faith that as a person you would know that this isn't healthy and that you would leave. But if you're letting something as simple as that prevent you from leaving, maybe it's not that you can't leave, but that you really don't want to leave.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and our Tough Talk topic is about the cost of being in the wrong relationship. So is it worth staying if you're miserable, but the person actually, maybe they're the one that is in control of the purse strings. Maybe they're the one who can tell you, you know, they're the one who has the job, they have the bank account, everything's linked together. Are you trapped into this relationship? If you'd like to join the conversation, you can join us by dialing in 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. We have a new caller. Your prefix is 312. Last four digits is 8806. You are on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. And welcome to Tough Talk Tuesday. So, the cost of being in a bad relationship. Do you have anything to give us on that? What's your take? Is it worth staying?
Only the people that are involved know if it's worth staying or worth leaving. And there are so many variables. No one situation is the same. And I am going to say this has really been quite popular amongst my peers and as well as social media based upon the relationship blogger who, you know, been ousted publicly, even though this happened a while back. And I've heard two different sides, you know, because his wife has decided to stay. But we don't know the backstory to why she made that decision. And I say, I looked at that particular situation just from what we were exposed to, and I thought back to some of the situations that we may have all witnessed in our own families with our elders. You know, there was a time back in some of our grandparents' days, possibly, where they didn't leave no matter what, and it wasn't uncommon to be with someone, whether it was in a bad relationship or wasn't the right relationship, especially if you're talking marriage. They didn't leave, particularly if they had children, or like you said, he had the purse strings. You know, there was so much to consider. And sadly, I think that's still being factored in today. Staying in the wrong relationship comes with more than just a financial loss or a financial cost, so to speak. It also costs emotionally. It costs mentally. And it may even cost physically, depending upon, you know, what's happening in the relationship. So I think it's easy on the outside looking in. We don't know what one another's breaking points are, what our tolerances are, because everybody requires something different when they get into a relationship.
That is 100% true. Yeah, that's true. We have somebody in the chat room, and they wanted to know, they needed some advice. They have been in this relationship with this person. They share, so everything is joint. The house is joint, the bank accounts are joint, and basically their lifestyle and everything that they've been doing from day one has been joint, and that now they're looking for an out. They have been emotionally checked out and have even physically checked out of their relationship to the point where they have other relations or entanglements outside of their current marriage. And their thing is the cost of leaving would be great, but the cost of staying might be greater, and they want some advice. So basically, should they stay or should they go?
Should they go? How much are they willing to sacrifice? Only they know. My suggestion would be literally write down what you stand to lose, what you stand to gain, and staying. I mean, you know, and I know finances, especially in this day and time, are really, really important, because if he or she is the breadwinner and your income is significantly less, you have to plan that exit. You have to figure, and if there are children involved, how are you going to take care of the children if you have to leave with the children? Or do you plan to leave the children there? You know, so much to look into it. But I would sit down and write out and have a really honest conversation with myself, you know, or with self, and I would see what the costs really were. And then what are the costs emotionally? Because if you checked out emotionally, and you physically having all these other things going on, what is your real reason for staying? Because now you're bringing a third party into your situation, and that can put that person in danger. And I know we could say, oh, we all adults, blah, 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 blah. Yes, we are. But you could put that person in some level of danger, because especially if, and that goes for even if both spouses, because I've known this to happen, where both spouses stay married, but they do their own thing. And you bring in other people into your mess. So I would say sit down, write out that list, and see what your real reasons for staying are. Because if you are already checked out emotionally and physically you're elsewhere involved, what is your real reason for staying? Only you know. Only you know.
Okay. I agree with you on that, and if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and our topic for this evening is the cost of being in the wrong relationship. And we've covered from the very beginning of dating someone to a serious relationship to actually being married or having a significant other. You can join us by phone at 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. Or you can join us in the chat room as well. I am taking your comments and or questions. Someone has a question, and they wanted to know, here's my dilemma. I just found out that the person that I'm with is still married to someone else.
Oh, good gravy.
But we are, okay, yeah, I just found out that the person that I'm with is still married to someone else. Their divorce is not final, but we have already planned to get married and spent money already on the honeymoon arrangements. What should I do? Okay, all right. So I'm gonna let 815 take this one, and then I'm gonna chime in.
Okay, I think, in my opinion, they should put everything. She or he should put everything on hold until you find out precisely where you stand. What is this other party doing? Hey, they're still married, and they're talking about marrying somebody else? So what are you doing here?
Okay. The other party, they said that they did get a divorce, but the divorce didn't finalize, I guess because the other person went overseas. They're in the armed services.
Until that is settled, this person should say, like, hey, hold up on these wedding plans, hold up on these honeymoon plans, hold up on everything. Because
okay, 806, what's your take?
I am in agreement. Hold up.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Because I don't think in the U.S., someone can tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think too many states, if any that I can think of, honor multiple marriages, right?
No.
Well, actually, if you go to Utah, if you go to Utah, you can, the Mormons are allowed to have multiple. But, again,
yeah,
that's
I think
a whole
you have to be a member of their church, don't you?
Yeah, that's a, like I said, that's a whole different ball of wax. And that's a bit of a pickle. I mean, the thing is like you all have invested money. You're thinking that whatever was resolved is not resolved. Yeah, that's kind of messed up. But, I mean, so the thing is there's already cost involved. Do they break up? Do they stay together? What is that's their thing. They're like, should I be mad because the other person, my guy took care of his business, but the other person left or was deployed before everything was finalized?
In this day and time, we have FedEx who does international flying.
Cannot
get flown over there, and he or she cannot sign those papers.
I get it.
And
hey, we have e-signing, so I mean, you know.
Actually, you're right. I would check with the court and see if we could arrange for the papers to be emailed and e-signed and sent back. There are ways to have it done now, unless this person is just refusing to give the divorce. Then you have another story on your hands.
You have another story, yeah. That is true. That's what I said, too. I said that in the chat. I was like, listen, when you have a situation where the other person is unattainable, that is an issue. And do you put your life on hold? I think you kind of don't have a choice. You kind of do, but you don't. So you can't put it like this. Your union won't be legalized or seen as legal to the eyes of the law. But, I mean, with people cohabitating these days, hey, at what point do you say enough is enough? You can do you can still go on with your divorce, and at least my advice, Like I always say in our disclaimer, contact an attorney. Contact an attorney and see exactly what your rights are in that case. So, yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit more time and money, but it's better to get the right advice. Don't just take our advice. We're just giving our two cents. And so,
and marry your person. Married? What are you doing?
Well, right. If you just joined us, you're talking, we're at Tough Talk Tuesday. This is Secure Your Life. We're talking about the cost of being in a bad relationship, and we have some other. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So here's a big cost. You just found out that you are the third party. Oh, my Lord, people, in these contanglements. You're the third party in a relationship. It was you were not aware of it. Should you fight for the love that you thought you had?
Run! Run!
Wait.
But your life. Are you the second or the third one?
What?
Run
first,
for life.
First and foremost,
are you
already started off
party
this
or the
thing
third
wrong.
Party?
You already started. You said you're the third party. Are you sure you're the third party? And beyond that, what are you fighting for? Let's just
really?
Start there. What's the freaking fight? First of all, you didn't even know. So let's just start there. The honesty factor. So the party that you're in relationships with is the only person that knows what's going on. So you just found out that you are the third party. That's a problem right there. There's nothing to fight. There's no argument, no conversation. It's exit stage left. Period. Who are you going to be mad at? The only person who violated the communication and trust factor is the person you thought that you were in a relationship with. Now, you find out that they have someone else or multiple else's, which is not even grammatically correct, then there's a problem. Why are you fighting for something that doesn't exist? That co-tanglement is crazy. What are you going to do? Hide in the bushes, jump out? What's the deal? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that's on the call, does that make sense to you?
True.
No.
Who the hell
is
like
that?
I would say this. Know your worth.
Exactly.
And know what you value. Because the only thing that's going to happen down the line, if this person continues to be in co-tanglement, you're going to look back and there will be a regret because your eyes will become open on something will happen to open your eyes and bring a whole new revelation to you about the situation. And you will then have only yourself to be angry with for not bowing out when you have an out. I totally believe in if it's meant to be, it will be. Step away from it. Give him time to get himself or herself together. And then if he chooses to do that and then pursue you and you think you're still interested, go from there. Other than that, baby, don't waste your time. You deserve so much better.
Oh my goodness. Okay, here, look at you. Here's some real juicy. All right, so I want this man, and I'm willing to fight his wife. Okay, come on now.
Oh, please.
Come on now.
Please.
Why are you going
to
fight his wife?
You want to fight his wife
if
over what?
If you don't fight somebody, you fight him. Don't mess with that woman.
Amen.
Do not mess with that woman.
First of all,
women have to know who the real enemy is. The enemy is not his wife, baby. He lied to you.
Thank you.
And he's not living.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Wait. Guys, guess what? She just said that she knew he was married.
What?
Then in
I
that
knew-
case, know your place. And stay in your lane.
Yeah. She knew he was married.
She knew he was married. She pursued him anyway. I pursued him anyway. And I told him that he's going to be with me no matter what.
That woman is not looking for a relationship. She does not want a relationship.
Not at all.
Yeah, she is not really interested in having somebody in her life.
No, I think she just has a control.
She wants to be with a man that she can be with him for an hour or so, then he's going to go home to his wife, a girlfriend. That woman does not want a relationship.
Well, here's the thing, too. Another guy chimed in. He said that, first of all, baby girl, I'm just repeating what is written. First of all, baby girl, you need to check yourself. Your life is wrecked. You are a homewrecker. You are a horrible human being, and no one should want to be dealing with you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? I have to second that. I think that you don't, again, just like the other caller said, you don't really want a relationship. You, in my opinion, are an attention whore. You just like to be, you're an attention whore. You want attention. You want someone, you like to chase, you like to start problems, and you go after people who are unavailable on purpose. You are not even available to yourself. That's the first thing. So, one, I think that you should definitely see a counselor. That's just my opinion. And kind of deal with some issues. You know, find out why. I mean, because you actually deserve to figure out what you really want and stop going after things that are unattainable. So there's a pattern here. Like, if you look, if the last five guys or even four guys you have been with in the past prior to this relationship, and you see the same pattern, then it's you. You need to figure out what's going on with you so you can fix that. So if you just joined us, you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. Our topic for this evening is the cost of being in a bad relationship. We're taking phone calls. We're in the chat room. Our phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. If you want to join in real quick, we only have like 7 minutes left, guys. So real quick, we are in the chat room again. Wow. someone wants to comment on the homewrecker. You all are dogging this person out. I guess I did too. I call him a potential whore. Look, homewrecker, it's chicks like you who makes it hard for women who really want a relationship to be in one. Okay. I happen to agree with that. Then another person in the chat room is asking a question. What do you do if you are in your late 30s and you're waiting, you've been told to wait for the right relationship, and you've been waiting and waiting, and it just seems like the wrong people are the only ones that are interested? What do you say?
Wrong according to who?
Expand your search.
Like, it's, for instance, she's saying, for instance, it's not the type of guy that she would normally go after or allow in her life, but it seems like those are the only ones that are interested.
So are you saying it's someone? So I'm going, she says that they're, what did she say again? They're the wrong people are coming in her life? Is that what she said?
Yeah, this is like, it's not the kind of guy that she's normally into, but that's what's available. Should she take a chance and just go with that? We talked about that early in the show. I think that was one of the things I had said, that if your spidey senses is saying no, then don't go. I don't care how many of the wrong. Change your circle, first of all.
Yeah,
okay?
I was gonna
you need to change your circle. Yeah, don't.
What I've learned from, you know, that those experiences is pay attention to the signs right away. And if this person or these persons that you're meeting would cause you to sacrifice or compromise in some level what you really believe in or what you truly desire and deserve, then step away and continue to wait. And waiting is not easy, especially if you are looking around you and you're reminded. Because people like to say when you don't have, you know, that you're coveting what somebody else has. And I never agreed with that completely, because just as someone else had a desire and theirs was fulfilled, people who are not married have that same desire, and they're just waiting. So sometimes it appears to those that may be in the relationship or whatever, oh, you want what I have? No, boo-boo. I got desires too. I was in that same line with you when the desires was coming out. So with that being said, if you know that these people are not what you want or don't line up with what you want, are going to cost you a whole lot of sacrificing, meaning settling, meaning, well, girl, he don't do this, but, I mean, I guess I could live without it. If you got to have those kind of conversations, step back. And
I would like to know, oh, pardon me.
Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to know just what is this woman looking for? I mean, I realize there are a lot of females out here that they'll say that, well, I'm looking for some guy that's really cute. Well, he's not cute enough. I've
okay,
got my
so
own money. I've got my own house. I've got everything that I want except a man, and I want a cute man. And, okay, well, he's not
so
cute enough.
So that's like
enough.
A puppy. You get a puppy or, yeah,
well,
that's
this,
like.
Hey, unfortunately, you, as okay, here's the thing. First of all, you have to keep in mind the fact in this day and age, it all depends on the age of the person. If the person is under 50 years of age, they're more than likely from a single-parent situation. They were not raised in a family. They're not raised with a man being the head of the house. So the only thing they know to look for in a man, they're not looking for a man, and this is they're not looking for a man that can lead, protect, and provide. Whether she needs it or not, that's not the issue. And in this day and age, a woman can lead, protect, and provide for herself. But think about if she get a man in her life that can lead, protect, and provide. You got two leaders, two protectors, two providers. Hey, these people going to the moon.
But I'm going to disagree with that, because as a woman that falls in the category of that age, and I had this discussion with my brother-in-law the other night, where a lot of times where men are misunderstanding our actions, we're doing what we do because we have to, not because we wanted to. And I know a bunch of women that grew up with their fathers and some that did not grow up with their fathers. But when women are taught to better themselves and to prepare for marriage, men are not taught the same way to value a relationship. So what happens
is, pardon.
Hmm?
I was speaking statistics according to statistics, not people that I know.
No, statistics are off. I argue statistics all the time. Those are off.
Yeah,
huh?
So let me say this real quick. I'm going to chime in. For those of you all who are listening live while we're streaming, we only have a few minutes, but we're going to continue the conversation a little bit longer beyond our live streaming. So if you're in the chat room, stay in the chat room. If you're still on the phone, stay on the phone. I am still taking some chat information. So if you have a question, a comment, or you want to say something to any of the people that are on the phone or myself, I'm willing to answer your questions. I'm going to let our banter continue because we do have some hot stuff going on in the chat room. So I'm going to allow 312-8806 to finish her comment, and then I'm going to chime in real quick and piggyback. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm saying, I argue those statistics because I feel like they're very limited to one group of people. And they do not factor in, because a lot of the women, and I'll never forget somebody, I read this somewhere about black women have out-educated, and particularly I'm talking about the black woman, has out-educated the black man. So what's happening now, you have these women where they're at different levels, and finding someone even just to have that stimulating conversation with has become a challenge. So what is also happening is, because a lot of, I think if we're talking, I would say maybe 50 to, I would say from the age of 30 to 50, quite a few of them may have had come from two-parent homes. I think once we start going somewhere like 25, maybe to 35, maybe you got, that's where the demographics begin to change. But overall, a lot of us came out of two-parent homes, whether the father died or, you know, or the parents divorced when the kids were grown, you know, or whatever happened. A lot of people did have the two-parent home. I think what has happened, though, because there was two different sets of standards, because the double standards are real in society, that's where we're having a breakdown, and that's why I think women have a different level of expectation. Because we want consistency. Yeah, I mean, for some, and I know some people that's like, girl, he got to have this kind of bank account and this, that, and the other. We know that's the first thing a lot of women say because they feel like they're making whatever they're making. So he needs to at least match them at the, you know. So I think, in my opinion, that if she's saying she's not attracting what's right for her or the wrong kind of men, it's a good chance she's attracting someone that's maybe not as stimulating to her mentally or may not be consistent.
That was one of the things that was the biggest Achilles heel. One of the biggest complaints, and I'm getting them, they're actually talking back and forth in the chat room about the same topics. So here's the deal. So you have women who are highly educated, and then they feel that they have to date down. And then on the other hand, this is what's going on in chat room. On the other hand, you have people who look for people that are beneath them, and I'm using that term loosely. I'm only repeating what is in the chat room. They date somebody that is beneath them on purpose so that they feel that they have a sense of control. And this is the person who said that is a female, by the way. I thought at first that it was a male, but no, she's a female, and she says that she looks for people that she doesn't like the combativeness with a guy that is either economically or educationally her equal or above. That it is, she can maintain the relationship or control of the relationship better if the guy doesn't have as much or economically is not, or even doesn't have as much education or economically doesn't have as much as herself. Now, personally, I think that that is a control issue. Personally, I mean, I'm just giving you my opinion. There's some healing that needs to go on there. Like, why are you purposely putting yourself in a position?
Why are you going to fix somebody and you have not completely fixed yourself?
Well, right, that's it.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that was my whole take. I really believe that. And then you all, the other two people, you all can chime in too. As guys, what is your take on someone admittingly saying that they go after other, these women go after guys that they feel that they can kind of control?
I can say something on that. I have a very good friend who has been married three times. She married young. Her first husband, she had the maturity, everything over him. Her second husband, she was head and shoulders above him. Her third husband, again, she's ahead of this guy. She makes a point of looking for men that are less than herself. And this is the mistake a lot of females make. But a lot of that, I believe, has to do with their upbringing. They were not raised in a house where a man was leading, where a man was protecting, where a man was providing.
I'm sorry to cut you off. She said, the lady said that her mom told her that the only person that should be ruling the castle is a queen.
Oh, please.
And so in her house, she needs to be the one that calls the shots. And if not, then he'll run over her. So, again, like I said, you're carrying on generational, at least in this case, generational issues that your whatever your mother's issues were or however she was exposed with her parents and what happened to her when she raised you, she passed that on to you. And my question is this. If it's working for you, great. Because no one can change your mind. No one in this, in our radio show is going to change your mind on that. But what I will say, if it's not working for you, if you're not getting the fulfillment that you think that you should get, then that's something that you need to check in from within and stop looking at the guy. Because whatever it is you're not finding, it's costing you more. This is what we're talking about, the cost of being in the wrong relationship. It's costing you a lot.
Yeah.
And it's costing them. You're cheating yourself and you're cheating them out of being with the right person.
I may be wrong in saying this, but I believe that it is the man flirts, he courts, he conjures, but it's the woman that really makes the choice. He doesn't select. She selects him.
Yeah. So, again,
no man has ever talked any woman into doing anything she didn't want to do. I don't care what it is.
At the end of the day, the choice, the ultimate last choice, is hers. He can try to cajole, but she can choose to stay or not. Just like he can choose to stay or not. But, guys, hey, you know, this has been great. We had a great Tough Talk Tuesday. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this great Tough Talk Tuesday by Secure Your Life. We are going to continue the conversation. I think we need to do a part two. What do you think on this same topic? The cost of being in the wrong relationship. And we'll probably get into more of the economic part of it. How much is it costing you economically? How much is it costing you emotionally to be in the wrong relationship? I enjoyed myself. I hope you have enjoyed yourself. We got to dig a little bit deeper into the topic next time. I want to thank everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have listened to Tough Talk Tuesday, sponsored by Secure Your Life, the no holds bar, rear holds talk about discussions about financial pitfalls, making bad economic decisions and how to fix them. It is time to end your financial nightmare, face the facts, and tell the truth. Join us next time for Secure Your Life.